Now we have the Holy Letters, Volume 4, Letter Number 971, Baruch Hashem. And over here, this seems like to be also a letter in front of a publication, so the date comes at the end of the publication. It's apparently a mimer that came out for Pesach or something like that. So he says it's known, what is the idea of Exodus, that our parents went out of Egypt, that they have sort of gone out from their status as being Bnei Noach, like ordinary sons of Noach, to receive the Torah and to greet and to receive the face of the Divine. The beginning of the Exodus or the total Exodus, because our rabbis have learned the laws of conversion from there. So it's also understood that this points to their spiritual standing, that the evil that was in the souls of the Jews, yeah? This also points to their spiritual standing, that the evil that was in the souls of Israel was still completely with its force in the left ventricle. It was only that their desire and their yearning was to have their godly soul go out of the exile of the other side, the Sitra Achra, which is the impurity of Egypt, and to connect to Hashem. Same thing is every day and day. A person needs to see himself as if he's gone out today of Egypt, as brought down in the Maimer and the Kuntres, especially during the days of Pesach. The ideas of each festival and special times are aroused in every year and year, and the various different times. Each person, individual, especially those who had not reached yet the level of being a Beinoni, which is the average, which is a pretty high level, according to the interpretation of the Tanya, this is a measure that everybody should try to strive, everybody should follow that. So a person should go out and elevate their godly soul from its exile in the body and the animal soul, and on the contrary, to have his godly soul elevated over the body and the animal soul, a step higher and higher, and to cleave to God through Torah and mitzvahs that he studies and he observes. And all the days of Pesach have been changed for the better, certainly the first night of Pesach, from the rest of the days of the year, and also from the rest of the Yom Tovs, because all the Jews are fed from the matzah. And that has, similar to the greatness of Abba, which is Chochmah, here, and which is the essence of godliness, which means that his physical body connects in him the life of his soul, that it should also be physical food from this eating. So you're eating a mitzvah, you're eating godliness itself, and it becomes physical, and therefore not only does it impact the godly soul, but it impacts the animal soul, which is the Yetzer Hara, that it shouldn't persuade you so much, it shouldn't bother you so much, and you should begin to sort it out and to purify it, and you should allow for the godly soul to believe with complete faith. Your godly soul believes in God. It's just the cover that is something which is blocking you. So you should believe even things that you can't comprehend logically. You should allow for the godly soul to do what it needs to do. And as my father-in-law says in the Sikha, that is in this Kuntres, as Dochtayer, the Shah, the hours is very, very precious. Now the thing is like this, from the place where I'm reading the letters from, is online on the site over there, but they have a problem as far as sometimes the footnotes that come to each letter are sometimes not exactly placed in the way it came online. You need the actual book to see it. Sometimes it's not. So I see like there is notes over here which belong to the previous letter, but they're not present here, so it's hard for me to look at the notes at the same time. But nevertheless, you can see this was a letter that went along with the mimer, with the pamphlet that they gave out for studying for that Pesach, and the Rebbe's introduction to the mimer was with a letter that he attached there with.
This is the third letter?
But reading,
second. This is still the second letter. that you're reading today.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Now, the point here is, though, that's one interesting thing is that, look at the Rebbe's, all the Rebbe's work, and letters and everything else, it's finding the time and the importance to take care of all these, and all these things. And Rebbe many times talked about the Maimonides and the Rashba. And he said that it's like amazing how they were able to cover so much. They were physicians both, and they had regular jobs and they were like preoccupied during a lot of time of the day doing their regular work. And yet they found the time to write and to correspond and to be active and to direct. It's like very difficult to comprehend. How did you find time for all these things? And I once heard from one of my teachers told me that many years ago that they once asked the Rebbe for to go some visit, maybe. The Rebbe went very few times. He went like to the camp where the children were. The Rebbe loved these children, loved to see how the flourishing institutions and the success, and the Rebbe loved to see that. And one time, two times, or the Rebbe allowed himself to go out to the Catskill Mountains and visited the camp. And the Rebbe at one point expressed himself when they were saying to the Rebbe opened up his drawer and he said that there's already been several months that I'm looking, I have all prepared. The Rebbe had an index for the Tanya or for a Mafteich for some from Sefer. He says, I have it all prepared, but it's still, before I can publish it, it would take a little bit more, like about an hour or two, to go it over one more time, and we saw the Rebbe's letters. The Rebbe also said before, it takes special concentration and to sort of get everything out of your mind, just to focus only on that, what you're doing, which is, and he's looking, the Rebbe sort of said, that he's looking for those 2 hours to finish. It's already, but it's just those 2 hours, and he doesn't find them over several months, or over several years, I'm not sure exactly at this point, but to the Rebbe every minute. So the Rebbe says he doesn't have the time to go or to travel much or to go again, because they wanted the Rebbe to go again, to visit or to see. And Rebbe says just the time is so precious. And it seems to me, this is just my own, observation. I may be totally wrong. But initially, in the beginning, the Rebbe would write everything and look everything over so that nothing came out from the Rebbe's room, which is totally not exactly by the Rebbe's, the way the Rebbe wants it. There is an expression in the Talmud that says that a chaver, meaning a religious person, a chaver, does not put out anything which is not fixed. It has to do with the laws of you want to know if it was tithe or if it was the grain. You say that if it comes out from the chaver's hand, if he's a religious man, then it must be okay, because he wouldn't let it go if it's not perfect. You can extend that to also that anything that comes out from a person that you can rely on has to be as perfect, as accurate, because he looked it over. But I think that it became, the pressure became so much, Rebbe's time became so precious, that the Rebbe eventually let up a little bit and he allowed other people to write it up, and then he would just look it over. So it didn't have the full writing of the Rebbe, wasn't exactly, it was just passable, good enough, and he just made do with it, even though the people couldn't do a good enough job.
The term is, you couldn't micromanage everything.
It couldn't, it looks like, again, that's my idea, but if it's words from the Rebbe, he wants to make sure that it's accurate. The people didn't always get what the Rebbe said exactly, so the Rebbe would look it over, he would be magia it, he would, but he relaxed a little bit. It was impossible to keep on doing this. And the Rebbe utilized every minute, but still the minutes tick away, so there's only that much Even we talk about the Rambam, talk about the Rashba, talk about other great people who accomplished tremendous amount, but still they had the restriction, time moved, and they had their limitations. So I guess that's the way the Rebbe did things, and we should at least learn not to waste any time. not